This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Now, startups are upending or at least attempting to change almost every aspect of the housing market. Now comes Didion, a Malaysian-made real estate marketplace aimed at helping property agents generate more income by digitizing the sales process and, in so, the relationship between the agents and the developers. Is this something that we'll take on? Does the industry really need it? And how will it properly help them? Joining us today on the show is Brian Wong, co-founder and CTO of Didion, to talk more about it. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Okay, so let's start off. Tell us about Didion. What exactly is it? What's its function? How did the idea of Didion came out?
Sure. Didion is basically a property marketplace, like you mentioned. We basically partner with developers as well as agents. What we do is we source for listings from developers for new properties. And then what we do after is we distribute them to a network of agents and agencies. And what they do is they help us sell. So we provide a lot of value in the technology. So we help make the transaction a lot more efficient, simple, and faster.
Okay, so it sounds like you would go to the property developers, but the property agents come to you. Am I correct to say that?
That is correct. Okay. So we currently have a mobile app that's mainly for property agents. What they do is they can download the app off of the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And when they download the app, they can basically find a bunch of different projects from, you know, reputable developers, after which they're able to schedule an appointment to visit any one of the projects that they're interested in. And then they can go ahead and sell.
So going back to what you described about Didion, it is a marketplace. You connect the property agents to the developer. What exactly is the gap that you're trying to solve here? What is the part of this entire landscape that you're looking to disrupt here?
I think we can look at it from two different angles. From the property developer side, I think the biggest challenge for them right now in this extremely competitive market where there's overhang, you know, household debt is at record levels. The challenge for them is, how do they source for agencies? How do they find the right agents to work on their particular projects? And also, how do they train the agents? After which, it comes a matter of how do they kind of manage and motivate the agents to sell? Because bringing them in is one thing, but how do you handle agents and agencies who have been trying to sell the project but haven't had much luck for, say, 2 months? And these are commission earners, right? We have to remember that agents don't earn a basic salary. They're only paid once the sale has concluded. And even then, it usually takes a while for them to get paid because the construction has to reach a certain stage before they actually get paid the commission. So, you know, the struggle for a real estate agent is that cash flow is a huge issue for them. So we're trying to solve both sides of the equation, right? On the developer side, it's, you know, picking the right agents, dealing with as many agencies as possible, and managing and motivating them. And on the property agent side, it's how do we help them increase their sales, improve their cash flow, and ultimately grow their businesses.
Okay, so how many real estate agents have signed on and how many property developers have signed on?
Yeah, so on the real estate agent side, we have about over 200 agencies and over 1,000 agents at this point in time. The real benefit here for the developers is that, you know, they can communicate with just one entity, which is us, and they get to leverage on the strength of all of our partners. And we empower our partners with technology such that they're able to, you know, sell a lot more units in a much faster period of time. On the property developer side, we have some of the biggest names on with us right now, but we have about 13 of them.
Okay, 13, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. So these are developers in Klang Valley, correct. And these are real estate agents in Klang Valley. Do you find it tough trying to get the developers on board? Do you find it tough trying to get the real estate agents on board? Because developers is one thing. Some of the big ones, they have an entire team that will look into these type of stuff. But you also have small developers who, yep, you know, are run by a tiny group of team.
Yep.
And the same thing goes for real estate agents. You have solo ones, you have those that are under agency. So, yep, you know, is it tough trying to get them on board?
Yeah, it's a great question. On the developer side, you know, we've noticed a trend where developers are actually starting to engage agents at a much earlier stage. Previously, what we noticed was that developers would only engage agents after they've, you know, taken a stab at trying to sell the project on their own, with their own internal sales team, with their marketing teams. But more recently, we've noticed a trend where, you know, it's really much harder to bring in agents and get them to become motivated, hungry to sell at a much later stage. And so we've noticed a trend where developers are bringing in agents from day one itself. So this is great for us in that, you know, we're able to kind of influence a lot of change and provide a lot of feedback to developers. And so some of the best developers that we've worked with have actually been very responsive to that kind of feedback that we provided based off of what we receive on the ground. So
what kind of feedback are those? I mean, why are the real estate agents not as hungry?
I think some of the key feedback we've received is that, you know, wow, all the great units have been taken up. Mm. You know, if it's a landed project, wow, all the corner units have been taken up.
Because the developer would have, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Got first dibs at selling those particular nice units. And then the agents kind of just sell, you know, whatever's the balance. And those are much harder to sell. So from a motivation standpoint, it's not there. It's much harder to earn. And so, you know, agents usually flock to other projects where developers are giving them first dibs.
Are the real estate agents getting these corner lot units now? I mean, have you seen a fundamental change in the relationship?
Yeah, I think it's also been very beneficial for us on the to sign up more agencies and agents, particularly because developers have been more responsive towards kind of appointing agents from the get-go. So once an agency is once a project has kicked off, we'll be the first ones in. As a result, a lot of agents want to sign up with us because they're like, wow, this project is great. I want to, you know, get first dibs to sell with DDN. So, you know, response has been, it's kind of a chicken and egg problem, right? Once we solve one of them, kind of the demand flows from there. So we've been very fortunate in that sense. Okay.
And these are not just solo property agents as well. You're getting agencies that sign on as well. Am I correct to say that?
Correct, okay. Yes.
But, you know, it sounds like you guys are now the agency of the agents. I mean, are these agencies happy about that relationship? I mean, because they're kind of like, we were the ones telling our agents what to do, but now we have another person in the play. How does that work?
Yeah, I think what's interesting with that dynamic is that, you know, we don't see it as like, you know, we're an agency of agencies. We really see ourselves as a partner. When it comes to, you know, really dealing with a lot of the operational issues that developers, you know, kind of put on the and kind of burden agencies with, we take on a lot of that responsibility. We shoulder a lot of that responsibility. In terms of, you know, just to give you a good, better kind of example, is that, you know, we've had smaller agencies come to us. And these are usually very, very keen because, one, they have no access to kind of the more reputable developers. They don't have kind of the credibility or the network or the branding to say, oh, I want to sell, you know, a project by a top five developer. Whereas we have that kind of access and we're able to provide more opportunity to these kinds of smaller agencies to kind of level the playing field. Having said that, you know, we're not just limited to the smaller agencies. We do have some of the biggest agencies and we're talking about, you know, with some of them have 2,000 or 3,000 agents. But a lot of times the agency is limited, or rather the agents at these kinds of larger agencies are limited to the projects that their agency brings in, you know. And sometimes, you know, those projects may not be suitable for them. And if there's an alternative channel where it's as easy as, you know, a few clicks to say, I want to schedule a showroom briefing and I want to start selling, they can do that within a few minutes and make a sale. And when they make a sale, it's beneficial for their agency as well as for them. So we see ourselves as truly as a partner rather than, you know, an agency of agencies.
Okay, we're going to go into a few messages and we'll be right back with more after this. So stay with us, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon. And with me here today is Brian Wong, co-founder and CTO of Didion, a Malaysian-made real estate marketplace aimed at helping property agents generate more income by digitizing the sales process and the relationship between the agents and the developers. We've been talking a bit about, you know, what they do, why they're here, how did they come by, and the benefits that they bring to the industry. Now, let's get into some numbers. Exactly what is the total value of properties that is currently in your system?
Sure. We have close to 2 billion and with more upcoming, actually. So we're really excited about that. We're really excited to kind of match all of that massive supply to, you know, a lot of agents that we have on board. We actually have a very good mix of different types of properties. For one, they're all in the primary market, so they're all new launches. But we do have a few landed. We have some that are high rises, and that makes up the most of our inventory so far.
What's the success rate like now, you know, between the agents? How many agents have successfully made a sale through your system?
Yeah, so we have about over 1,000 agents currently on board with us. We've seen about, you know, almost a quarter of them having successfully made a sale. We really want to kind of grow that number.
Is this consistent month by month, or is it kind of like a one-off kind of thing though?
It really depends on the type of cohorts. So we have a few cohorts of agents. Some of them usually come from, you know, maybe a secondary market or sub-sale background where they have a wide network of clients. They keep in touch with those clients. And maybe the clients one day just tells them, hey, my son is looking for a high-rise. Do you know of any? They then go into the Didion app. They see, oh, wow, there's a few possible candidates. They recommend it to their customer. The customer then makes a purchase. So we have a few one-offs like that from people who do concentrate in sub-sale, but we do have some of the more consistent ones who actually are very focused in primary market, and they just stick to those particular projects that we have on board.
Okay. But of course, you guys are not just kind of like an inventory. As you mentioned, you guys helped more in terms of training and feedback. I mean, maybe you can talk more about it. Like, how exactly do you help the real estate agents to generate sales, to establish relationships?
I think the one thing that we, or I, at least I particularly noticed when we first started, was that, you know, the real estate industry is... Real estate is the largest asset class in the world. But unfortunately, there hasn't been much technology around real estate. And this was particularly shocking to me because, you know, I came in thinking like, wow, we're gonna have to innovate a lot. But I think the key thing was that agents on the ground do everything manually. You know, this is a simple task. How do we check if A0101 of this particular high-rise is available? And the response to that was, oh, I send a WhatsApp message to the group, and somebody from the group will then take a picture of the actual physical sales chart in the gallery.
With the sticker with and the everything. Sticker. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the sticker's not there, it means it's available. Mm. But I also have to check when I'm doing booking because, you know, it would be a very bad scenario if that unit has been bought by another buyer, right? So, you know, that was particularly shocking to me. So a lot of the technology that we've built in the first year was around digitizing a lot of that process where, you know, an agent can come into the app, see if A0101 is available, you know. And then another component that we found that agents struggled with was around the actual net price. You know, developers get very creative with kind of the discounts and the sales packages these days. And a lot of times you have, you know, this poor agent having to do like a lot of complicated math on the spot in front of the customer, and there's a lot of room for error there. So a lot of what we do in the technology front is kind of making things a little bit more transparent for the agent. And we also fundamentally believe that the agent are just, they're just very, very good at closing and delivering good service. They're not so good at, you know, following up with the bankers, following up with the lawyers to check on the progress of the legal documents. And, you know, what we've built within the app is kind of a live tracker, right? So kind of like how you monitor your food, whether it's being delivered on time when you order it via certain apps. We've kind of built the same kind of process. So when a loan has been approved, we let the agent know via the app. We let them know, hey, you know, this is what you should advise your customer, such that agent can deliver good service and continue to leverage on their strengths rather than, hey, why should they go run around, meet bankers, try to understand this agreement and things like that. So we really believe in the full potential of the agent, and that's what we try to build our technology around.
Yeah, and I think aesthetically, and in a sense where it also kind of builds a trust for the consumers to look at this and be like, wow, okay, you know, there's something solid built around it.
Exactly.
Let's shine a spotlight a bit on the consumers. In any way, does this make it cheaper for the consumer to buy the property? Does this, right now, the way we've been talking is that it really helps the developers and it really, really helps the real estate agents, but the real part of this market is the consumers. I mean, does it make it cheaper for them to buy a house?
Unfortunately, it does not have any impact on the actual selling price of the house. But what we can say is that, you know, from the satisfaction standpoint is that, you know, we provide a lot of transparency to the agent. You know, that transparency trickles down to the consumer as well. So consumers are a lot, they're better informed about, you know, oh, this is what I have to pay up front, right? This is the monthly kind of mortgage. And a lot of times you see in this industry, agents have a particularly bad reputation, particularly because they're just trying to chase the commission. You know, we make sure that, you know, the agents that we bring on, they're very, very qualified in terms of, you know, this is the black and white. Do not misrepresent. Do not, you know, deviate from this because everything is transparent. Everything's within the app. And we want to make sure that that trickles down to consumers such that they're able to make informed decisions and, you know, ultimately everyone in the transaction process is a winner.
Okay. There's a lot of issues in the industry. You've kind of mentioned that, you know, one is that they're really good with closing. They're really not really great with kind of like following up. So you guys try to provide a transparency, a training kind of thing. But how do you ensure that you guys are transparent? I mean, like, what is the guarantees that you guys give them? What are the systems in play that protects these very sensitive data that you have in your app?
Yeah, I think we can look at it from a few points. One is that my background is in fintech. So, you know, bringing along a lot of the best practices from having, you know, managed a lot of products within the banking industry, you know, and bringing that over to DDN itself. So in terms of security, obviously, the data is extremely important. We can never, ever leak or share, and it's not in our interest to do so. We want our agents to continuously to grow, and they can only do so if they have full confidence in, you know, the security of their data. So for one is we really invest in the state-of-the-art technology in terms of servers. We use Amazon. We use the best kind of practices there to make sure that, you know, the data is extremely secure. Number two is that, you know, from a company and culture standpoint, we have things in place that really safeguards the data. For instance, nobody who's not supposed to look at, who's not involved in a particular transaction process is allowed to look at, you know, pieces of that transaction data.
Okay. And other issues in the industry is also fake real estate agents, you know.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're part of the reason why kind of like you said, you know, some trust in agents is relatively low. I mean, what security, how do you guys screen your real estate agents and also developers, you know, because we have developers who gained a bad rep, you know. I mean, all of us can remember a recent project that in Taman Desa, I think, yeah, that suffered a kind of like very bad accident. So what's your screening process like?
So on the developer front, we're very, very cautious about who we work with, particularly because, you know, we want to make sure that the agent gets paid. What we do at the end of a transaction is we actually advance commission to the agent. So it's in our best interest for us to make sure that we ourselves will get paid. So having said that, we only really do a lot of, you know, partnerships with developers that we find to have a good reputation in terms of being good paymasters.
And the real estate agents?
And in terms of real estate agents, you know, yes, it's true that there are a lot of illegal ones. What we do is we actually filter them out based off of when an agent signs up onto our app. We actually have a thorough screening process in terms of verifying the agents. They have a real estate negotiator tag or a probationary estate agent or even an estate agent license tag. And we make sure that, you know, the agent is keying in the right kind of code before they're able to start selling with us.
Another issue that I guess people are seeing is that not many people are buying properties now. There's a huge property overhang in Klang Valley.
Yep.
You know, is this really the right time for you guys to come in and, you know, be part of the ecosystem?
I think it's a great time, actually. Developers are beginning to rely more and more on agents. And as a result, they need a really strong kind of distribution network. No longer can they just rely on, you know, one agency, two agencies, even five. But by signing up with us, by partnering with us, they get to leverage on our partners' strengths, which includes 200 agencies and over 1,000 agents. So in terms of a distribution network, it's a no-brainer for them to kind of sign up with us. The cost structure is the same. We don't charge any more commission than they would otherwise be paying to, you know, one or two agencies out there. So for us, we really try to provide a lot of convenience for the developer to kind of sign up with us.
Okay, that's good to hear. And what about the type of trends that you're seeing in terms of the sales? I mean, what's popular? And in Klang Valley, I mean, what exactly are the ones that you're seeing the real estate agents flock to and successfully making a sale?
Yeah, I think, last year we were very fortunate because we had the house ownership campaign going on, and that was extended throughout the entire year. That really, really helped boost sales in terms of, you know, making properties more affordable for first-time homebuyers. But the trend that we definitely saw was that first-time homebuyers, there's still a very strong demand from, you know, young people who are very, very keen on owning their first properties. Some of them may get help from their parents, but there was a strong, strong demand there. I think the trend that we're seeing more so this year without the house ownership incentives is towards smaller-sized apartments at a more affordable range.
Okay. And what is your outlook for them? I mean, I'm sure you guys will be looking into the market. You know, what is kind of your outlook for 2020?
Yeah, I think 2020 is going to be very, very challenging. I think both for developers and agents alike. But I do think that there's still a lot of opportunity. For us in particular, we're trying to source for projects that can really, really move. And we still think that there's a lot of opportunity there, especially amongst the first-time homeowners club. But we do see a consolidation in terms of, you know, developers that can really appeal to consumers' tastes. They're going to end up as winners.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, Brian.
Thanks so much, Sam.
And that was Brian Wong, co-founder and CTO of Didion, a Malaysian-made real estate marketplace aimed at helping property agents to generate more income by digitizing the sales process. We've got the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.